It's KUOW. I'm Bill Radke. We're on Twitter at KUOW. NFL preseason games are meaningless, but it feels good to say Seahawks 48, Chargers 17, which is what happened yesterday. Outside the lines, what got attention was Seahawks lineman Michael Bennett refusing to stand during the national anthem, and he explained himself after the game.
I love the military. I love my father was in the military. I love hot dogs like any other American. I love football like any other American, but I don't love segregation. I don't love riots. I don't love oppression. I don't love gender slander. And I just want to see people have the equality that they deserve. And I want to be able to use this platform to continuously push the message of that, you know.
And Michael Bennett says he's going to continue to keep sitting during the national anthem as a way to activate people to talk to one another and get involved. Bennett's doing more than sitting. He's writing a book with my next guest, sports correspondent for The Nation, Dave Zirin. The book is called Things That Make White People Uncomfortable. Welcome back, Dave Zirin.
Oh, hey, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Did you know Michael Bennett was going to sit during the anthem yesterday?
I had the idea that he was going to do something, yes. He's somebody who has become very good friends with Colin Kaepernick, as well as a network of players who are speaking about what they can do to make sure that the pariah status of Colin Kaepernick doesn't slow down players using the field as a way to spark broader discussions in society.
Colin Kaepernick, of course, you're talking about the San Francisco 49ers quarterback who's most famous for not standing during the anthem. Why didn't Michael Bennett stand last season when that was going on?
Well, they did something the Seahawks did at the very start of the season where they got all the players to link arms. And there's a great part in the book we're doing together where Michael writes and explains how that decision came about everybody in the locker room coming together and deciding that they really wanted to organize as one to say that there was a problem. And they linked arms on that first day. And, you know, that's really where it started. But with Michael sitting and
pardon me,
saying,
Dave, since you brought that up, as you well know, some people said that was just a washed out, watered down non-statement to link arms. So where is Michael Bennett on that issue?
Well, that's so interesting because, and I wrote about it at the time, and my opinion of it was not exactly praising that decision, but speaking to him about the decision and about this many hours meeting that took place in the Seattle Seahawks locker room, where they really went through what can we do so it's not just three or four of us taking a knee, but the sort of thing where we actually bring the entire team along politically. That was really the root of it. And anybody out there who's listening, who's an organizer, knows that sometimes what you have to do is try to bring along everybody and not separate the people who are the most political from the people who don't think about these politics at all. So that was the goal, and even if it wasn't as television-friendly or incendiary, they felt very good about what they got done.
Okay.
But I will say this, though. This is important because about the idea of sitting and saying he's going to sit this year, that's not just about, well, he didn't do it last year, but he's doing it this year. That also has to do with a couple of very important things. One is what took place in Charlottesville over the weekend. I don't think I need to explain what that was, but how much it upset Michael a lot. And so this idea that he's going to do something to show that not all is right in the United States after Charlottesville, that was something very important. And the second thing has been his involvement with the family of Charlena Lyles, the woman in Seattle who was killed by police. He's been working with their family. He organized a rally. So there's a lot of substance to what Michael is trying to do and the kind of message he's trying to spread.
Well, what about the Seahawks' point of view, the front office? Is Michael Bennett risking his job? Nobody's hired Colin Kaepernick yet since he left the 49ers.
Right. It's certainly a little bit different than Colin Kaepernick because Michael Bennett is 31 years old. He's coming off a Pro Bowl season. He has a good contract, a contract that, when I say good, I mean something that's seen actually as a bargain contract in the context of the National Football League, especially as a Pro Bowler. He was just ranked as the 15th best player in all of the NFL by Sports Illustrated. Because that's votes by people who really are looking at the game day in, day out, not just the popularity contest of let's just name all the quarterbacks. And also there's something to be said for the fact that the Seahawks, with Pete Carroll and with John Schneider, who's the general manager, have always had this philosophy since Pete Carroll has been there that they do not want to censor their players. And I think anyone who's followed the career of Richard Sherman knows how true that is. But it's also it's players like Doug Baldwin, and it's others. And it's this idea that they just want to let the players be themselves. And it's like, so they want Michael to be Michael because they feel like there's a connection between that and his ability to be a galvanizing leader in the locker room, and then his ability to play his best on the field.
So Dave, also taking a seat during the anthem over the weekend, former Seahawks star Marshawn Lynch, who's now with Oakland. Is this going to be a season of political activism? And what about white athletes?
Well, three-part question. Yeah. Let's break it down. Okay. First of all, as far as Marshawn goes, one of the funniest takes I heard about it is Marshawn was, of course, retired last year. And so some people are saying, gee, maybe he came back to the NFL just so he could sit during the anthem because he missed it all last
yeah.
year. And Marshawn, I mean, to put it mildly, I mean, Marshawn could run for mayor in Oakland and win in a landslide.
Yeah.
So he's not in any trouble at this point. He's back playing because he wants to play. The coach of the team, Jack Del Rio, has already said that, you know, we support Marshawn. I disagree with him. So Marshawn's going to be just fine because he's Marshawn. And he's in the Bay Area, which, like being in Seattle, certainly helps when we have these conversations about athletic protests.
Yes.
The second question that you had was I believe about white athletes.
Yeah, I mean, I just listed.
Is this going to be a season of this? Yes, it is, because I think players are very. They feel players I've spoken to that Colin Kaepernick not being able to get a job is like a shot across the bow at them to be silent. So not being silent is now a point of pride for a lot of players to say, wow, they're actually trying to shut us down. And then lastly, white athletes, very encouraged to hear Chris Long of the Philadelphia Eagles and a pitcher for the Washington Nationals named Sean Doolittle, both who went to the University of Virginia, speak out beautifully against the hatred and everything we saw, the Nazi regalia, everything we saw in Charlottesville. They spoke out so strongly against that. And, I mean, that really is the hope, because one thing I've heard when I've been working with Michael Bennett on this book is he really believes strongly that white athletes need to take some of this weight. You know, that if we're supposed to be a family in this locker room, then a family means being there for each other, and it can't just be black athletes who carry this burden of using the sports world as a place to talk about something more than what sneaker people should buy.
Well, Dave, you just told me that the Seahawks are a team that values freedom of speech. Why would Michael Bennett not be joined by white Seahawks players in this?
Well, I mean, he hasn't been joined by black Seahawks players either at this point. I mean, I think this is something Michael always says, you know, that someone always has to take the lead. Someone has to be the leader in these processes. And I think it was the preseason, and it was just one of those moments where Michael, he's starting to lay out the groundwork for this is something I'm going to do. And I think it's going to be very interesting in the weeks ahead to see who joins him, because one thing I can absolutely guarantee, well, from everything I know about the Seahawks, from talking to Michael, is that this won't be the sort of thing where, oh, it happens on the field and then nobody talks about it. Like, this will become a locker room discussion and debate with some really, really smart guys sussing this out. And we'll see how that reflects itself on the field as the season goes on.
Okay, so Seahawks fans are going to tune in and watch at least Michael Bennett, it sounds like, not standing during the national anthem. You said there's going to be a locker room debate, so there's going to be the post-game news conferences and between-game news conferences. And meanwhile, I saw one, it was a Quinnipiac poll, showing that two-thirds of white Americans are not enjoying this. They disapprove of national anthem protests. So that's a lead up for me to ask you one question this time, Dave. What is this kind of protest accomplishing?
Well, one thing it accomplishes is it puts out there precisely for that audience that you talk about, that 66%, that the people that are being cheered on the field feel like there is a gap between the promises of this country and the lived reality of black Americans. And they feel like they can start that conversation in spaces that, frankly, aren't having those conversations. And that may be uncomfortable, and people certainly may tune into the NFL more for escape than to have a discussion about sociology and oppression in the United States. But historically, we know that this is where change comes from. Sports has played a major role in liberation struggles over the decades, from LGBT, women, African American, Latino, and it's always been uncomfortable, and athletes have always paid a price for that, and yet there also is this proud tradition. So when you talk to Michael, he speaks about people like Jackie Robinson and Muhammad Ali.
Dave Zirin, sports columnist with The Nation and writing a book with the Seahawks' Michael Bennett. We're tweeting out a link to Dave's latest column about Charlottesville and whether white athletes will take a stand. Dave Zirin, it's always good to talk with you. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
KUOW's The Record. I'm Bill Radke. Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you again tomorrow.